Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
NBA Finals Game 6 tonight. Golden State Warriors hosting the Toronto Raptors. And to help us do it and break it down, Tony Delk had an eight-year career in the NBA. He's now an NBA TV analyst, won a national championship back at the University of Kentucky in 1996. Tony, welcome to Tiki and Tierney. How you doing?
Tiki, what's going on, man? Not much. Doing well. Enjoying the nice sunny weather and breeze here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, I love that, man. We were just down that way about 2 months ago. We went and saw Dominique. It's not Phillips anymore. What's it called? State Farm Arena. He's great. They treat us well down there. Atlanta's one of those sneaky towns, man. If you don't know it, you don't realize how cool it is.
Yeah, it's kind of laid back. It's so spread out. You know,
you think
about the city is about maybe 400,000, but the suburbs bring it to the 6 million that's here. And if you were hanging out with Dominique, man, you were hanging out with the living legend, as I call him. And I usually run into Neek every once in a while, but just a great human being.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it. Now let's talk about this NBA Finals as it comes down to Game 6. We've broken this down in so many ways. The Kevin Durant injury has been the biggest topic of conversation over the first half of this week. But as we dig into the game, and KD is not a factor anymore, and it sucks, and it is what it is, but we'll deal with that down the line. Do the Golden State Warriors have a chance? As crazy as it sounds, being the favorite coming in, they feel like the underdog right now.
They really do. I think when you look at how well Toronto's played, we have to give them a lot of credit. I mean, it's one thing to say that Golden State hasn't played well, but there's a reason why they haven't played well. I think the defense of Toronto has been underrated. They have really good, and you know this, you know, watching the game of basketball, you got to have good individual defensive players, and that's what they have, and then they have good team defense. So that has caused some problems for Golden State because they're really keying in on Steph and Klay, but if those two guys are able to have good games, you got to make sure there's not a third guy. So the player to me that has to play well tonight, and hopefully, you know, he's had enough rest, is DeMarcus. If he can give him 14 to 15, if Iggy's knocking down a few shots, Draymond has to keep his head and keep his cool, first of all.
Yeah, right. He can't get another tech.
No, he can't. I think he has to be careful, you know, and he's so emotional. Like, he is the emotional player. He is the backbone. He is, you know, the X factor when he's delivering on the offensive end. And once that ball swings, he has to be ready to take some shots. But they want to definitely win in Oracle. You know, you don't want to lose your last game and close down the building on a loss. But we have to get this Toronto Raptors, myself and so many other people, I have to give them a lot of credit. I didn't see this series being as tough for Golden State as it was, even if KD didn't play. But now we're seeing how important KD was to that team. And the basketball players and sports figures, we know that when you have a great player, you can't all of a sudden say you're a better team when you lose him.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting you mentioned KD, because you're absolutely right. Like, with KD, this particular Golden State Warriors team over the last couple of years, and including this year, I mean, they're one of the best teams that you've ever seen. Like, the collection of shooters and scorers, and KD, you just give it to him wherever, he's going to get his 30, 40 points kind of with ease. But we know they lost him in the Houston Rockets series. That was in the semifinal. How are they able in the Western Conference? And maybe Portland just wasn't ready, but maybe not. But how are they able to dominate so much without him in the Western Conference against Houston, against the Trailblazers, and now they're having so much trouble? Is it really just a difference in the defensive schemes and the prowess of the Toronto Raptors?
I think it is, and as I said earlier, when you have good individual defensive players, you're not in rotation as much. What where Golden State really kills you at is when you start trying to rotate the guys, you know. And if you see even going back to the 80s, you know, when you see some of the great teams, those guys were taught, you need to be able to guard your man, you know, and stop looking for, you know, the next guy to step up. if you guard your man, it keeps us out of rotation, keeps us out of foul trouble, and it stops us from getting to the foul line. And I think that's where, when I look at Toronto Raptors, you know, they're a team that can, you know, they can switch some 6'8" long athletic guys and make it hard for, you know, Steph and Klay, you know, to score going to the basket. But Portland, like you said, Portland really wasn't ready yet. I think, you know, they were maybe one or two players away from being a contender. But when you have Klay and Steph, because Klay got a little bit more aggressive when KD went down because he needed to get more aggressive. You know, when you have that that security blanket, you know, you can kind of relax and you can kind of go through the motion because at some point in time, it's great to have two of your better scorers out there being productive while your other guy's getting the rest. And so Steve Kerr was doing an excellent job of when KD was in, he was getting those guys rest. You know, he would get one guy rest, still leave two scores on. Mm-hmm. So now you're left with one score on and one guy goes to the bench. And teams can really key in on that guy if other guys aren't making shots.
Yeah. No, it's interesting, too. We're talking to Tony Delk here, NBA TV analyst, former NBA player as well. It's interesting, too, when you think about, you know, how Steve Kerr likes to play. It's always fast, right? There's ball movement. There's 30-plus assists a game. It's all those things that you were just referring to, forcing teams to switch. But it almost wouldn't it behoove him to slow down a little bit since they don't have the scores that they used to have?
Well, I think you still want to get out in transition and get some easy buckets because Toronto is a really good half-court defensive team. That if you allow them to get back, set up their defense, they're big. You know, when you think about Gasol and you think about Pascal and Kawhi Leonard, when they come off the bench, we block. I mean, they're a big team. And you don't want to let a big team get run back and set up their defense because now – you're relying on great screen setting, and you're relying on guys to come off and take shots, and it makes it harder on your defense when you have to try to score every bucket in the half court. So where they demolished Portland at was that when Draymond got the rebound, he was off to the races, and then you start seeing Klay and Steph. They're running those wings to try to get shots, putting pressure on the defense, and what Toronto has done a great job of is that they're back in transition. They're not allowing them to get transition back buckets. And also in the half-court set where Golden State has been really good at is that when they throw the ball into Draymond, they run their split screens, and they usually get layups going to the basket. Well, they have neutralized that. So they've done, you know, if you look at Coach Nurse, he's done a tremendous job of being a first-year coach in a finals, how he's been able to make adjustments, because a lot of times coaches struggle with adjustments. And I know that timeout he called with 3 minutes, everyone has questioned that, but
yeah,
he saw his guys being tired, you know, so he was just trying to give them a rest so they could finish the last 3 minutes. And what happened was Golden State was desperate. You know, they started making shots. It wasn't a bad timeout. He was just trying to give his guys a rest so they can cross the finish line, and they still was gassed, you know, because it took a lot out of them to get that lead. And you got to give Golden State a lot of credit. Those guys are true champions.
No, they definitely are. And you can't discount their heart ever. But I agree with you. I think when Kawhi was on his hero ball mission for that 6 minutes or so, making, what, 10 right. points or so, he got worn out. I mean, you had to call the timeout. Otherwise, he limps to the finish, and it's probably not as close as it was. Tony Delk joining us, NBA TV analyst. If Toronto should win, and – you know, I think that they will, and as much as I hate to see the dynasty as it exists come to an end, I think Toronto is just better right now. If you're Kawhi, nobody knows the inside of Kawhi. I mean, he didn't talk all last year after sitting out the entire year with San Antonio Spurs. He's the anti-superstar, right? Doesn't he have to stay and defend, right, if they do win this?
I mean, I'm like you on that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he is probably one of the hardest players in any sport, you know, to read when he doesn't really say a whole lot, you know, and it's kind of good to that sense that you can't just start putting out things about him. I think, you know, KD could have put out some fires early, even if he wasn't considering going any other place. Hey, I'm happy here. I'll talk to you when the season ends. With Kawhi, you don't get none of that. Like no one really knows. I mean, so now we're as media guys, we're kind of putting out some things that, okay, well, maybe if they win, he stays in Toronto and the country is behind him. Or you know what? He's a Cali kid. He might go back. He might go to the Clippers. And that's all we know. But with that being said, you would think if he wins a championship, why wouldn't he stay?
Yeah.
You know, you could always have a nice home in L.A. for three to four months after the season is done. But right now, he's a hard guy to read. But, you know, if you look at the one-year rental, if they're able to win, I'm like you, I think they're going to win, is that Masai Ujiri, we got to give him a lot of credit. Because if your one-year rental wins you a championship, mission accomplished. I hate it for DeMar DeRozan. But you look at the one-year rental, it's something that most teams are scared of because they don't want to get – they want a guy to be locked in. They want a guy to be there for 3 or 4 years. But he could be there 3 or 4 years and still might not win a championship. So if this works out, I think more teams are looking into maybe doing a one-year rental with a player, getting to the finals hopefully, and if that player is a superstar like Kawhi showing as he is, you can win a championship.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think that that model of building the super team and hope that the three guys will stay together is done. It's gonna let's build.
You might be seeing the end of it.
Yeah, I think you're right. And hats off to Usain Mujiru who saw it. Tony Delk joins us. I appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll talk to you down
anytime.
The line. Be good.
All right, have a good one, brother.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.